Thank you, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and us in the universe family of God, for listening to my podcast, Personal God Consciousness in Jesus and Living Eternal Truths. I am Brother Dave, your host. Please visit my large website, www.purechristians.org, or ledbyjesus.org, same website. You'll find many valuable and comprehensive religious and spiritual resources there. When you get there, scroll about 25% down the homepage, and then you may read, download, and share my always free 100-page PDF of key highlights of my books on the nature, life, and teachings of our Creator, Son of God, and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. If any here wish to receive by email a free copy of the text on our show, comment, ask questions, or receive more free text, just email me, dave@purechristians.org. Freely we have received truth in God's Spirit. Freely we love to share His truth. We hope and pray that you do too. We thank you, our brothers and sisters in the perfecting family of God, of all mankind here on earth. We thank you all for listening. Thank you for your spiritual support. We thank you for sharing gems of truth with others. We have selected verses and paragraphs on this topic from the Christian Bible and from the unique 2,097-page Fifth Epical Revelation of Truth, which is named the Urantia Book. And that revelation was given around AD 1935. It's in modern American English, and it allows our seeking minds and souls much joy and enthusiasm as we read these powerful verses. All reflective truth-seeking humans on this planet will find some value from these readings. It's freely available online. There's no copyright because only humans can hold a copyright, and this revelation was given by superhumans, so it's fully in the public domain, and so it allows us to then share portions of it wisely with others. So now we'll continue.
Our show title is Jesus is Now Here as the Spirit of Truth, Pentecost On. This show is an introduction only, and then there will be probably four more shows in greater detail on this topic. First, I will briefly explain, as revealed in the Urantia Book and in the Christian Bible, the Holy Spirit is not He, the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit is She, feminine, our source of wisdom and the Spirit source of our minds and of the minds of all living creatures. But the Spirit of Truth is He, as in John chapter 16, He is Jesus Christ, Michael, now always here as our Spirit of all truth. Michael is a high title meaning He who is just like God. Jesus Christ is our true God and our local universe creator, Son of God. The Spirit of Truth is the co-equal spirit partner with the Holy Spirit. And they are our Nebadon local universe creator, Father, and creative Mother. And they are always here as one in spirit. In the Bible, the Comforter is also Jesus, the Spirit of Truth. Since Jesus Christ, our universe creator, Son of God, is always one in spirit, and in perfect will union with God the Universal Father, the Spirit of Truth, is both God the Father and God the Son. Jesus has declared, He who sees me sees him who sent me. The Father and I are one. I am the way, the truth, the light, and the life eternal. The basic theology of what we'll cover more in great detail later in the following four shows. As I said, this is just a brief overview. Now, this will be, of course, from the Urantia Book, and we'll start in paper 20, The Paradise Sons of God, section 5, Bestowal of the Paradise Sons of God. And this is paragraph 3. Some order of high paradise son, as our sovereign creator, Son of God, Jesus Christ, Michael, must be bestowed upon each mortal inhabited world, which is of 7 trillion human inhabited worlds in this first supreme level age, in order to make it possible for thought adjusters to indwell the minds of all normal human beings on that sphere. For the adjusters do not come to all bona fide human beings until the Spirit of Truth has been poured out upon all flesh. And that, of course, has been done. And the sending of the Spirit of Truth is dependent upon the return to universe headquarters of a paradise son, that's our Jesus Christ Michael, who has successfully executed a mission for mortal bestowal upon an evolving world. I add, your thought adjuster, also called a mystery monitor, is God's pure spirit essence, God's will, indwelling your mind. As you seek to know and to do God's will, the adjuster and you co-create within you a more spiritual you, you as a unique soul who can survive physical death and be continually resurrected into a higher soul and then more high spirit forms and have eternal life in the family of God as his divinely beloved son. Now, why do I say son? How about daughters? All right, this is important. All humans, males and females equally, are spiritually classified as sons of God. The many types of angels are called the daughters of God. Well, that's why it's mankind, male, female, first son. A lot of masculine terms used, which always includes females equally with males. Paper 34, the local universe mother spirit, known as the Holy Spirit in the Bible. Section 5, the ministry of the spirit, paragraph 4. When mind is thus endowed with the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it possesses the capacity for consciously or unconsciously choosing the spiritual presence of the Universal Father, the thought adjuster, known also as a mystery monitor. But it is not until a bestowal son, and that would be our Jesus Christ, Michael, when he incarnated here, until a bestowal son has liberated the spirit of truth for planetary ministry to all mortals, that all normal minds are automatically prepared for the reception of the thought adjusters. The spirit of truth works as one with the presence of the spirit of the divine minister. This dual spirit liaison hovers over the worlds, seeking to teach truth and to spiritually enlighten the minds of men, that's all humans, to inspire the souls of the creatures of the ascending races, and to lead the peoples dwelling on the evolutionary planets ever towards their paradise goal of divine destiny. We have a glorious, eternal, divine destiny, if that is our true desire, which hopefully it should be for all humans. Paragraph 7, the presence of the Holy Spirit of the universe daughter of the infinite spirit, of the spirit of truth of the universe son of the eternal son, and of the adjuster spirit of the paradise father, inner with an evolutionary mortal, denotes symmetry of spiritual endowment and ministry, qualifies such a mortal consciously to realize the faith fact of sonship with God. Now that's a little complicated theology there. Briefly explain it. There are three persons in the existential, always eternal, paradise trinity. And that's God the Universal Father, God the Eternal Son, God the Infinite Spirit. And out in the local universes, God the Father, Son, and Spirit only create directly and eternally all perfect paradise. Everything is always eternally perfect. And out here in the evolving universes, we're perfecting. And that is done by the Creator Sons of God. And our Creator Son of God is Jesus Christ, Michael. And he, after he completes his 7 bestowals, which he has done, then God the Father grants him full sovereign deity power and control over everybody in his local universe. When he first came here, he acted as a representative, vicegerent, or deputy of God the Father. And after he ascended, then he was made fully God to us, always one with God the Father indwelling Jesus Christ. And we'll cover that more a little bit here later, and more in greater detail when we do the larger shows on this topic. And now the Holy Spirit, she is a full representation of the third person of the Trinity, God the Infinite Spirit. So the three eternal deities on paradise manifest in a local universe in time and space that we have. Our local universe is Nevadon. And they manifest themselves fully in two deity persons. Jesus, who is God the Father and God the Son to us, and our Holy Creative Mother Spirit, who is God the Infinite Spirit to us. So the Trinity government of all reality is manifested in the perfecting local universes, not directly by the Trinity, but through the Creator, Father, Son, that's Jesus, and through his partner, the Bride of Christ, or his Creative Mother Spirit partner, co-equal with him. She is the Infinite Spirit fully to us. Three in paradise operating as two running the local universe. And all five, actually, are as one in spirit. Okay, so that explains a little bit about that. And we'll have more as we go into greater detail in future shows on this topic. Now we go to Section 7, The Spirit and the Flesh. This is Paragraph 8. Having started out on the way of life everlasting, having accepted the assignment and received your orders to advance, do not fear the dangers of human forgetfulness and mortal inconstancy. Do not be troubled with doubts of failure or by perplexing confusion. Do not falter and question your status and standing. For in every dark hour, at every crossroad in the forward struggle, the Spirit of Truth, that's Jesus here, will always speak, saying, "This is the way." Thank you, Jesus. Paper 103, The Reality of Religious Experience, Introduction, Paragraph 1, second part of this paragraph. Subsequent to the bestowals of the Paradise Sons, the liberated Spirit of Truth makes mighty contributions to the enlargement of the human capacity to perceive religious truths. As evolution advances on an inhabited world, the thought adjusters increasingly participate in the development of the higher types of human religious insight. The thought adjuster is the cosmic window through which the finite, that's human, creature, may faith glimpse the certainties and divinities of limitless deity, the universal Father. And He is God the Father infinite, I am, limitless deity. Paper 143, Going Through Samaria. This is in the Life and Teachings of Jesus, Part 4 of the Urantia Book Revelation. Section 2, Lesson on Self-Mastery, Paragraph 4. And here Jesus teaches, by the old way, you seek to suppress, obey, and conform to the rules of living. That's as in the Old Testament, mainly. By the new way, that's Jesus' direction, by the new way, you're first transformed by the Spirit of Truth, as God and Jesus here as one combined spirit, and thereby strengthened in your inner soul by the constant spiritual renewing of your mind. And so are you endowed with the power of the certain and joyous performance of the gracious, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Forget not, it is your personal faith in the exceedingly great and precious promises of God that ensures your becoming partakers of the divine nature. Thus, by your faith in the Spirit's transformation, you become in reality the temples of God, and His Spirit actually dwells within you. If then the Spirit dwells within you, you are no longer bond slaves of the flesh, but free and liberated sons of the Spirit. The new law of the Spirit endows you with the liberty of self-mastery in place of the old law of the fear of self-bondage and the slavery of self-denial. We thank God and Jesus that Jesus came here to teach us the full truth of God's love and mercy, not the confusing partial truth about God in the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, you'll see the later prophets were more aware. Isaiah was probably the greatest of all the Old Testament prophets. And Jesus quoted Isaiah more than any of the other Old Testament prophets. But Jesus only taught a small, tiny, less than 1% of the Old Testament. And then He amplified everything that He taught, He greatly amplified. And we're thankful that we have this amplification here now in print. True revelation of what Jesus said. In the Bible, there's about 1,200 words said uniquely by Jesus in the New Testament. Most of the New Testament is by the Apostle Paul, unfortunately. The whole Christian Bible has about 800,000 words, and there's only roughly 1,000 words by Jesus. So 799 parts out of 800 are not from Jesus. They're from humans who are trying to understand what they think about God. And it was very dim what they thought in early religion. We are progressing, and man is getting better and better and getting more intelligent and more spiritually aware. So the later prophets are more advanced. But no prophet of today would ever be anywhere near the infinite eternal truth that Jesus has and He shares with us forever and ever. There's great spiritual truth contained in Jesus. The fullness of God is within Him. But it's going to take us trillions of years of ascension before we can begin to comprehend even a small part of this infinite eternal reality. A great human once said long ago, well, maybe 50 years ago roughly, if God were small enough for a finite human understanding, he would not be big enough for our real needs. That's very true. I say that almost every show. Now we go on to paper 146, First Preaching Tour of Galilee, section 3, to stop at Rama, paragraph 6, Jesus states, while you cannot observe the divine spirit, that's your thought adjuster, at work in your minds, there is a practical method of discovering the degree to which you have yielded the control of your soul powers to the teaching and guidance of this indwelling spirit of the Heavenly Father. And that is the degree of your love for your fellow men. That's all humans. This spirit of the Father partakes of the love of the Father, and as it dominates man, it unfailingly leads in the directions of divine worship and loving regard for one's fellows. At first you believe that you are sons of God because my teaching has made you more conscious of the inner leadings of our Father's indwelling presence. But presently, this spirit of truth shall be poured out upon all flesh, and that includes all humans, and it will live among men and teach all men, all humans, even as I now live among you and speak to you the words of truth. And this spirit of truth, as of Jesus, speaking for the spiritual endowments of your souls, will help you to know that you are the sons of God. It will unfailingly bear witness with the Father's indwelling presence, your spirit. Wow, your spirit, then dwelling in all men, all humans, as it now dwells in some, telling you that you are in reality the sons of God. What a great gift Jesus has given us here, incarnate and now here in spirit, revealing the truth, living and loving Father God to us. Powerful, powerful. Amazing. Paper 180. There's 196 papers. This is now paper 180, The Farewell Discourse by Jesus. Section 4, The Promised Helper. And this will be on the Spirit of Truth. And this is paragraph 1. Jesus continued to teach, saying, quote, when I have gone to the Father, and after he has fully accepted the work I have done for you on earth, and after I have received the final sovereignty of my own domain, he has fully got to us in our local universe of Nevadon, I shall say to my Father, having left my children, see, we're sons of Jesus also as well as sons of God. So we're children of Jesus. And if you're a child of Jesus, since he is one with God the Father and is God the Father to us, we are sons of God, the universal paradise Father also. Or you can think of Jesus as our creator Father and the paradise Father as our eternal grandfather. The paradise Father has given us two absolute unchanging eternal realities within us. And that is our personality, which is unique and never changes, and his spirit, will, the thought adjuster, is absolute, unique, and never changes. And so we have our personality and God's spirit will within us, even here now in this first life. It comes directly from God, the universal Father in paradise. And then our life and our mind and some other aspects of us and our body, also physical body, they came in our time-space local universe from Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So the five parts of us, three are from the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and the other two are highest ones are from God, the universal Father in paradise. Okay, I'll read a little more of this. Having left my children alone on earth, it is in accordance with my promise to send them another teacher. When the Father shall approve, I will pour out the Spirit of truth upon all flesh. Already is my Father's Spirit in your hearts. When this day shall come, you will also have me with you, even as you now have the Father. This new gift is the Spirit of living truth. The unbelievers will not at first listen to the teachings of this Spirit, but the sons of light will all receive him gladly and with a whole heart. And you shall know this Spirit when he comes, even as you have known me. And you will receive this gift in your hearts, and he will abide with you. You thus perceive that I am not going to leave you without help and guidance. I will not leave you desolate. Today I can be with you only in person. In the times to come, I will be with you and all other men who desire my presence, wherever you may be, and with each of you at the same time. Do you not discern that it is better for me to go away, that I leave you in the flesh, so that I may the better and the more fully be with you in the spirit? Now, when Jesus was here in the flesh, they didn't have microphones and amplifiers, loudspeakers. He was large and strong and had a powerful voice, but I don't think he could talk to more than maybe 5,000 people or so at a time. But now, he's here as our God-man spirit person running this whole local universe, and he is now within all truth seekers and truth finders in the whole local universe. And that is now roughly about 6 million human inhabited planets now, and at the end of this age, it will be 10 million human inhabited planets. Now, that's a large number. And there's probably about 10 billion on average on each of the planets of humans. Our planet is small, so we only have, 7.5 billion now. But with modern science, it can easily hold 10 billion in the near future. Reading on, paragraph 2, Jesus goes on, "In just a few hours, the world will see me no more, but you will continue to know me in your hearts, even until I send you this new teacher, the Spirit of Truth. As I have lived with you in person, then shall I live in you. I shall be one with your personal experience in the Spirit Kingdom. When this has come to pass, you shall surely know that I am in the Father, and that while your life is hid with the Father in me, I am also in you. I have loved the Father and have kept his word. You have loved me, and you will keep my word. As my Father has given me of his Spirit, so will I give you of my Spirit. And this Spirit of Truth, which I will bestow upon you, shall guide and comfort you, and shall eventually lead you into all truth." Amen. Jesus goes on, paragraph 3. "I am telling you these things while I am still with you, that you may be the better prepared to endure those trials which are even now right upon us. When this new day comes, you will be indwelt by the Son as well as by the Father. And these gifts of heaven forever work the one with the other, even as the Father and I have wrought on earth and before your very eyes as one person, the Son of Man. And the Spirit Friend will bring to your remembrance everything I have taught you." Jesus Christ is our one God-man spirit person. When he ascended, Jesus did not ascend bodily, but he ascended in spirit as Spirit God and Spirit Man. He is our Spirit God-man. He's one unified, united personality as God and as man. That's impossible to comprehend with our finite minds, but over the long ascension in heaven, ever higher and higher, especially after we're up in the higher spiritual status spheres, we'll grasp a lot more of that. There are aspects of God and Jesus that we have no idea right now. We're just beginners. And of course, this is our first life. There is no barbaric reincarnation. God will not allow that. God says, "Be you perfect, even as I am perfect." And if we had to go back as a crying baby or whatever, that's not ascension or into perfection. That's going backwards. It's not allowed by God. Now, let's see, paragraph 4. "As the master paused for a moment, Judas Alpheus made bold to ask one of the few questions which either he or his brother ever addressed to Jesus in public. Said Judas, 'Master, you have always lived among us as a friend. How shall we know you when you no longer manifest yourself to us save by the Spirit? If the world sees you not, how shall we be certain about you? How will you show yourself to us?'" And from the human standpoint, that's good questions. Now let's see what Jesus says. Paragraph 5. "Jesus looked down upon them all, smiled, and said, 'My little children, we are sons of God, we're sons of Jesus. I am a Jasonian, a son of Jesus, and so are you. My little children, I am going away, going back to my Father. In a little while, you will not see me as you do here, as flesh and blood. In a very short time, I am going to send you my Spirit, just like me." I'm yelling that out. My Spirit, just like me. except for this material body. So he's fully here, because all the higher reality of Jesus is fully here, except for his physical body. He's never going to bodily return. He's going to return in power and spirit when he returns in person. He's fully here in spirit now. If we had spirit eyes now, we'd always see him here, because he's fully here in spirit, and that's his highest reality. God doesn't want our bodies to last forever. That'd be terrible. When we ascend in the higher soul form in the next heaven, we're so much more real than we are down here. Far more. But stick around. God doesn't want us to commit suicide to get up there quicker. If you do that, you're going to handicap yourself. You won't like it up there for being handicapped. It's not good. God wants us to do the job down here. It's very important. This world needs us. Needs to learn more truth. So, Jesus goes on here. This new teacher is the Spirit of Truth who will live with each one of you in your hearts, and so all the children of light, that's us, be made one and be drawn toward one another. And in this very manner will my Father and I be able to live in the souls of each one of you, and also in the hearts of all other men, that's all humans, who love us, and make that love real in their experiences by loving one another, even as I now am loving you. There's brotherly love, to love another as you want to love your neighbor as you want to be treated. But fatherly love is to love all other humans as you know or believe God and Jesus Christ would do to them. That's fatherly love. Since we have the Spirit of Father within us, that is possible to do. Difficult at first, but as we grow in spirit, it becomes more and more satisfying and enjoyable to be at that level. At least we should work on it. Now we go to section 5, the Spirit of Truth, paragraph 1. The new helper, which Jesus promised to send into the hearts of believers to pour out upon all flesh, is the Spirit of Truth. This divine endowment is not the letter, the law of truth, neither is it to function as the form or expression of truth. The new teacher is the conviction of truth, the consciousness and assurance of true meanings on real spirit levels. And this new teacher is the spirit of living and growing truth, expanding, unfolding, and adaptative truth. Section 6, the necessity for living, Jesus states, I have yet much to say to you, but you cannot stand any more just now. This is in John chapter 16, verse 12. Albeit when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he shall eventually guide you into all truth, as John 16:13. As you pass through the many abodes in my Father's universe, I add, Jesus ascended instantly into the paradise universe of Father on Pentecost, which actually was May 18th, A.D. 30, even though we're celebrating it this year, May 31st. And just like Easter shifts, Pentecost shifts, but the true date is May 18th. And the true date of Easter Sunday is April 9th, A.D. 30. And then about 40 days later, May 18th, A.D. 30, is when Jesus ascended, instantly ascended, and that same day returned the same to us and forever as a Father-Son union, Spirit of Truth. And see more of this possibly in John chapter 16 and 17. Now we go to paper 194, Bestowal of the Spirit of Truth, section 2, the significance of Pentecost, paragraph 1. Jesus lived on earth and taught a gospel which redeemed man from the superstition that he was a child of the devil and elevated him to the dignity of a faith son of God. Jesus' message, as he preached it and lived it in his day, was an effective solvent for man's spiritual difficulties in that day of its statement. And now that he has personally left the world, he sends in his place his Spirit of Truth, who is designed to live in man, in all humans, in all moral humans, and for each generation to restate the Jesus message so that every new group of mortals to appear upon the face of the earth shall have a new and up-to-date version of the gospel. Just such personal enlightenment and group guidance has well proved to be an effective solvent for man's ever-new and varied spiritual difficulties. And what Jesus said in the Bible is wonderful, but we need to know much more in this complex society that we live now on earth. But things are slowly getting better. everybody tends to be negative, and the news is far too negative, and they say, woe is me, and all these problems, and viruses, and wars, and all these problems that humans have, and it's amplified too much. Things are better every moment, every day, every week, every year, every century. They are getting better and better, because God tells us, be you perfect, even as I am perfect. So if you look to God and His spiritual truth, you're going to be a positive person no matter what happens. Look at the strength that Jesus had. They tortured Him and beat Him up and did everything and crucified Him. And yet He never lost faith. His courage was deity level, infinite courage. We don't have that here. We will someday. Have faith, someday we'll have that. Nothing will be able to stop us. That's as long as it's God's will. You know, when you pray, we should pray for stuff only if it's God's will, because He knows infinitely more what is best for everybody, more than we do. Our prayers should be for spiritual growth, that we bear the fruits of the Spirit better. We've covered that on other shows. Now we go to paragraph 7. Thus, it appears that the Spirit of Truth comes really to lead all believers into all truth, into the expanding knowledge of the experience of the living and growing spiritual consciousness of the reality of eternal and ascending sonship of God. Paragraph 20. And so did the bestowal of the Spirit of Truth bring to the world and its peoples the last of the Spirit endowment designed to aid in the ascending search for God. We have the highest and the last Spirit endowment. We have all that is eternally necessary for a certain progression into all spiritual perfection, full trust and love in God our Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Section 3, what happened at Pentecost? And this is paragraph 1, the last portion of it. The Creator's Son in the flesh revealed God to men. The Spirit of Truth in the heart reveals the Creator's Son to men. When man yields the fruits of the Spirit in his life, he is simply showing forth the traits which the Master manifested in his own earthly life. When Jesus was on earth, he lived his life as one personality, Jesus of Nazareth. As the indwelling Spirit of the new teacher, the Master has, since Pentecost, been able to live his life anew in the experience of every truth-taught believer. Paragraph 5. On the day of Pentecost, the religion of Jesus broke all national restrictions and racial fetters. It is forever true. Quote, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's true spiritual liberty given by Jesus. On this day, the Spirit of Truth became the personal gift from the Master to every mortal. Not to some, but to every mortal. A few humans want to receive or use much of this gift. The Father, Son, and Spirit. Some people are atheists and they think everything they do is what they can see and touch. Everything they do is all by their own power. Atheists don't realize that God's Spirit lives within them and that their personality is from the Father, Universal Father in Paradise, and the Spirit Guide, the Thought Adjuster, and Jesus' Spirit, and the Holy Mother Spirit. They don't realize they're using all their mind comes directly from the Mother Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He gives the 7 adjutant mind spirits to all living creatures. And atheists don't realize any of that. They think they're doing it all on their own. What a shame. But if they're sincere, they'll be resurrected by Jesus and they'll have a chance to make a decision later on after they get more rehabilitation. There's about up to roughly 7,000 years of rehabilitation to get ascending humans when we're up in the higher soul form, up to what an average planet is. Most other planets are much older. Human life here has been just a hair less than 1 million years ago. And some of the older planets have life there for billions of years. So think how much more advanced they are. Because I don't think they're in physical form. They're probably already in spirit form if they've been around that long. Everything is evolving. Even a physical cosmos, planets and stars, they're still evolving. They're at a level now for our best training. And as we grow, we'll go to a higher and higher soul and then spirit heavens, and everything will get more and more towards final perfection. That's the destiny of everything, is final eternal perfection. Three levels of reality. Eternal perfect paradise, a sample of paradise perfected Havona, the billion Havona worlds are all perfected, and we are in time and space perfecting. Perfect, perfected, perfecting. Three levels. Very interesting. Now, this is powerful. Paragraph 6. Do not overlook the fact that the Spirit of Truth was bestowed upon all sincere believers. This gift of the Spirit did not come only to the apostles. The 120 men and women assembled in the upper chamber all received the new teacher, as did the honest of heart throughout the whole world and throughout the whole local universe. This new teacher was bestowed upon mankind, and every soul received him in accordance with the love for truth and the capacity to grasp and comprehend spiritual realities. At last, true religion is delivered from the custody of priests and all sacred classes and finds its real manifestation in the individual souls of men. Paragraph 7. This is powerful. The religion of Jesus fosters the highest type of human civilization, and that it creates the highest type of spiritual personality and proclaims the sacredness of that person. Jesus said, I add here, when he was incarnate, God, man on earth, the infinite worth of each human being. Tremendous. Paragraph 8. The coming of the Spirit of Truth on Pentecost made possible a religion which is neither radical nor conservative. It is neither the old nor the new. It is to be dominated neither by the old nor the young. The fact of Jesus' earthly life provides a fixed point for the anchor of time. We have B.C. to A.D. in time. Our God-man Jesus here with us is the A.D. time. While the bestowal of the Spirit of Truth provides for the everlasting expansion and endless growth of the religion which he lived and the gospel which he proclaimed. Everlasting expansion and endless growth. Wow. The Spirit guides into all truth. He is the teacher of an expanding and always growing religion of endless progress and divine unfolding. This new teacher will be forever unfolding to the truth-seeking believer that which was so divinely folded up in the person and nature of the Son of Man. I thank you, my good and true Master Jesus Christ. Paragraph 19. The coming of the Spirit of Truth purifies the human heart and leads the recipient to formulate a life purpose single to the will of God and the welfare of men. The material spirit of selfishness has been swallowed up in this new spiritual bestowal of selflessness. Pentecost, then and now, signifies that the Jesus of history has become the divine Son of living experience, that here now in his Spirit with us. The joy of this outpoured Spirit, when it is consciously experienced in human life, is a tonic for health, a stimulus for mind, and an unfailing energy for the soul. Tremendous. So that ends this introduction on Pentecost and the Spirit of Truth. And then I'll try to do 2 one-hour shows per month. And I think it'll take 4 shows to do this in detail. So with that, I want to say farewell. ¶¶